Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
We opened with The Fall, the remix from Daft Punk off the Tron. I think it's the Reconfigured album.
It's Reconfigured, yes.
And then Gold Locks by MC Frontalot, MC Frontalot's newest, not like brand new, but this newest album that came
I
out.
I love the music video to that
Dude,
one.
Dude, that is really,
it's
really
amazing.
Good.
He did a whole series of those where he did like nursery books.
Yeah, yeah. Then some, like a lot of them were, it's I think great. All of them were animated.
Yeah.
Which were really, really nice. He always has like these really cool music videos ever since like Nerdcore Rising and everything. Speaking
Indeed.
Of which, if you
Speaking
haven't, have you seen Nerdcore Rising, the video? The actual documentary?
No, I haven't.
It is really cool. You have to check it out sometime. MC Frontalot, Nerdcore Rising. I think it was back in 2007 or whatever. And it's talking about like the rise, or maybe like 2005. It's talking about the rise of Nerdcore. Of like nerdcore rap, of like being nerdy, doing music, and becoming successful at it. And it's really, really cool. This is Experience Points for those brand new to the show. Hey, welcome to the show.
Hey, welcome.
Hi, we're waving at you. Man. You can't see through the magic
Hi.
Of radio. It's only for audio, guys. This
just
is the show
waves.
Where we talk.
It's,
it's just a series
it's radio
of
waves.
This is the show where we talk about geek and nerd stuff, whether it's news, reviews. We play some music. We drop some knowledge. It's awesome, and it's all like opinion too. Like nothing we
no,
say.
No, this is all factual opinions.
It's our, in fact, our opinions.
yes.
So I'm MG, and
I'm Red
Bear. And Red Bear is my co-host.
We have a website.
Yeah. I wasn't going to forget this time. Last time I forgot about it. We have a website. If you wanted to hear all of our previous audio that's uploaded and you wanted to
you could also hit the pause button to make Matt stop talking.
Yeah, you can
it's
do that.
Great.
It's great when you're like, I can't take any more of this guy. Mm-hmm. What is he doing? He's gonna
yeah, he
he's
going.
Breaking my ears.
You hear this?
We have a website. You can look at all the news, reviews, all the just everything that we have. Bear, what is the website?
Go to exppoints.com and double tap the P.
We also have social media. We don't know how social we are on it, though, because we don't post on it very often.
We're nerds.
But when
I
we
don't
do.
Like being social.
Yeah, that is true. We have Facebook, Twitter, Google+, YouTube, all that stuff. Go to exppoints.com/social and you can check out all of our social media offerings, including, but not
limited
to, iTunes, Patreon, Stitcher, PayPal, Steam community, the whole shebang. Or he-bang. We're not gender-specific here. She-bang, he-bang, anybody bang.
Wibbly-wobbly-bang.
We are going to... bangy-wingy bits. We are going to... Dude, speaking of...
Wow,
speaking
what
of,
are we doing with our
Speaking
lives?
Of Doctor Who.
Doctor Who.
That was Doctor Who. Speaking of Doctor Who, I'm watching Jessica Jones.
I saw that that was posted on the thing.
David,
I want to go see
David
it.
Tennant is in Jessica Jones. I'm like close to the end. I'm not going to spoil anything, but wow. People were saying for a long time, you need to watch Jessica Jones. And I started watching it. It took me like a couple episodes to get into it. But mm-hmm. I think for Netflix, at least, for Netflix sci-fi or for the new, the really good sci-fi shows, it breaks that rule where you need to just deal with the first season. Like the
like
TNG.
Star Trek, TNG.
TNG. Yeah. You know, the first just season, it's like, it, or even Stargate. Stargate SG-1. The first season is always like such a crawl. Jessica Jones, it's only got one season, but it's like a House of Cards. It just pulls
oh
you
man,
in.
Oh, man, is House of Cards on Netflix yet?
It's always on Netflix.
No, but the new season.
Oh, no, it's only in season 3. They're coming out with it. I guess they're filming it.
They're taking a long time.
They are. We're going to cut to 2 songs. Actually, let's cut to 3 songs. And we're going to come back and we're going to show
bonus.
You.
Bonus level.
Bonus level. We're going to talk to you about what we've been doing the last couple weeks. This is Fett's Bet by MC Chris, Magnet Mang, My Damn. Arm Cannon, and Michael Jump In by No More Kings. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You're listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Cruising on Cespa in my DeLorean. War's over, I'm a pizza Mandalorian. The story is some star with
me. Come on. It's not like you to turn your back and let the dark side win. Come on, Michael. Open the door and jump in.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU, still MG.
Still Red Bear.
You just heard Jump In Michael by No More Kings. Before that, Magnet Mang by Arm Cannon. And we entered the entire adventure with Fett's Vet by MC Chris.
That's still one of my favorite Star Wars songs.
Dude, it really
ever.
Is. I wish I could play the uncensored version, but there's
I
just
know.
No way. The FCC would break the door down and come in and say, hey, you, is there you, MG? And they'd get my autograph, and then they'd be like, come with me. And then they'd put me in a cop car. And then I assume we'd go to jail. And I don't want to be in jail. I can't make it in jail, Bear.
No, you can't.
Nope. What did you do last 2 weeks? What you been up to?
I have been flying drones. Speaking of the SEC.
Flying drones.
Flying
you register your drone?
It's a pirate drone.
Oh.
I didn't say that on air.
Oh, okay.
It's totally registered.
Pirate radio! Hey, we're not really pirate
so,
radio.
So, yeah, no, I will say flying drones is more difficult than I initially would have guessed.
Have you wrecked it a lot?
Yes.
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 Does it have any...
I may have been trespassing a lot, too, because... A, wind gusts suck.
Yeah.
Especially when you get way above the tree line.
Yeah.
And even when you turn off the rotors, I had it get flung like good 50 yards
wow.
with the rotors off.
Wow. I bet your drone has like some unfiltered animosity towards you.
Oh, yeah. It hates
which is,
me.
Which is like Pico the drone or whatever?
I call it Buzzy.
Buzzy the drone. Okay.
Yeah, Buzzy the drone. Yeah. So I've been getting a lot of flight time with that. And
Has it bitten you again yet?
No, it has not attacked me again. I'm waiting
scar?
On that. That's what I was checking for.
Yeah.
I think actually that may still be
so
from
some,
where
so
it
some
attacked
all,
me.
Yeah. And like a couple episodes back, like we posted a video.
Like around
or posted
December.
We posted a picture.
Early January.
There's a picture, or we have a picture of your drone that has like taken a chunk out of your hand.
Yeah, they don't play. By
Turns
the way.
Out drones have sharp blades, even if they're just plastic.
The robot uprising is.
It's not like it's a knife. Could you imagine if they had knives? Like just
you could do. Oh, dude, I could take razor blades to it and balance them, and that would kill people.
You could throw zucchini in the air and just slice zucchini up.
Yeah, you probably could.
You want some?
But anyway, I will say it was. It's extremely difficult, but that is probably the most fun thing I have ever done outside of my computer room.
Awesome.
And it takes a lot to get me outside of there. So that was great. And in my computer room, I've been playing the crap out of Undertale.
How much crap is left? We don't know.
I don't know.
We don't know.
You told me I was nearly done, but I don't
lied.
Believe you because you lie about
I
things.
I lie about things.
Jerk.
My name's not even MG. Well, cool. How do you like an Undertale?
It is probably, so far, it's the first game of the year I played, but it's my favorite game of the year.
Describe for me.
It came out last year.
I was about to say, it's not a 2016.
Hey, game of the year. I can do it.
Fun fact, zero punctuation. Yossi Kroshaw says that's his number one game of the year. I think
it's
the number,
good.
Maybe it's not the number one game. I think it is the number one game of the year for him of 2015.
It's really good.
In a sentence, describe the game. Don't give any spoilers away.
In a sentence.
In a sentence, or two, or three. Don't take 40 minutes.
I can't just say it's an RPG where you don't have to kill anything.
It's like an old
which
school.
Which is their tagline.
An old school, like, top
It's an
down.
Old school RPG. It's
like
really
playing.
Fun. It has a very interesting story. There you go.
Wow.
Describe.
Okay.
That's the most generic
okay,
description
no,
I guess
right,
you could
right, you're right.
And the Skeleton Brothers.
Skeleton Brothers.
They're the best.
Okay.
My favorite.
Very cool. Did you do anything else?
Just read some books and stuff. I actually picked up Superman American Alien, and I have not started reading that yet. The newer comic series from them.
I don't know. I'm not DC, man. Not DC.
See, this is why we don't
AC.
Get along.
I'm,
okay, I'm, you're just dumb.
Yeah, I'm Marvel.
Excuse him. He doesn't
Marvel.
Know how
Sandman,
comics work.
So I, this is gonna sound
what
weird.
What have you done last week?
I've been playing. This is a shock. I still play The Witcher a lot.
Oh my goodness!
I still play The Witcher a ton, and I recently beat all of Hearts of Stone, and I went through and I started looking at all the little extra question marks, like the places I haven't discovered throughout the entire game.
I want to come back to me.
Go ahead.
Oh, I've also been watching Gotham. And oh my God, is that an amazing show?
Is it good?
Have you not seen any
no,
of it?
No, I haven't seen
Watch
any of it. It's on the second or the first season?
They're in the second now.
Okay.
And I am not a huge fan of Batman. Like, I'm Superman all the way. Like, I'm wearing my Superman Chuck Taylors in studio
you are, look
right
at that.
Now.
Look at that.
But this doesn't focus. Gotham doesn't focus
those
on.
Those Chucks are, like, too white. Like, do you clean those? Because I don't think they stay white for very long. Like, on the outside and on the
Superman
nose.
Superman just, like, lasers the dirt off.
Oh, okay. Very cool.
But anyway, no, so it doesn't focus on Batman. It takes place right after Bruce's parents are killed.
Okay.
And it focuses on. It's like a gangster cop kind of drama.
Okay.
And it's awesome.
So kind of like Caprica for Battlestar Galactica.
But better.
You know, I didn't dislike Caprica.
I didn't
so
dislike
much.
Caprica, but it's definitely like this. Like it's, I said, I'm definitely. Not a huge Batman fan.
Right.
This is making me like Batman.
Okay. All right.
And Fish Mooney, best character.
All right. I'll go ahead and I'll have to take a look.
Take a look at it.
Back
to what
do,
you did last week.
No, so I still play a ton of The Witcher and The Witcher 3.
It's like
and
we just rewound.
I'm going through after I've beaten the game. I think I'm level like 37 or 38
with
or whatever.
Question marks.
Yeah, and I'm going through and I'm fine. I'm discovering all the places.
You just reset him.
Yeah. I'm discovering all the question marks that the undiscovered places. I'm discovering them. And I thought, you know, I want to go ahead and I want to start a new game plus. I want to bring my character. I want to do Death March. I want to go through Death March. It's the hardest difficulty. And I want to play through the game. The game is fantastic. I want to make different choices. I'm going to go for Yennefer this time instead of Triss. I'm still going to have mega sex with Autumn because, you know, they're cute. But
because them cute.
You know, I'm going to enable the alternative looks, and I'm going to be a super Witcher nerd about it because CD Projekt Red, really, you guys, I know you guys aren't listening, but you guys are awesome. So I'm playing the game and I'm going through and it is super hard. Like every mechanics change. You don't heal the same way. You have to, you have to eat and drink in order to heal. You can't just like go to sleep and wake up and be healed.
Okay.
And that's really, really different and difficult. Some of the things that like like some of the mechanics or some of the gear that I went into the new game plus with, like they scaled outside of my level. So now I can't wear them. So I'm down to like basic gear or whatever. But I'm playing that, and I play on multiple computers. And the problem that I have is that the save file is not a Steam save because it's a it's good old games, GOG Galaxy that I use, which is like Steam, but for good old games. I set up Dropbox so that my Witcher saves are actually in my Dropbox, and Witcher is actually symlinked to my Dropbox.
That's something else that happened to me. I think I talked about Google breaking up with me.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, so I did. I've been looking for alternate services. I'm using ProtonMail. It's a secured email out of Switzerland.
Cool.
And then, of course, Mega to store my files, and I just upped an Evernote instead of using Keep.
So you are doing alternative
I'm
to
I'm angry
Google.
At Google, and they did unban my accounts. But
well, that's good. That's
I'm
progress.
Angry with Google.
They're the X. They're the X that you're like, you're not
I've
totally...
moved on in life.
You haven't totally moved on. You haven't totally moved on, because you still think about it every now and then. But, you know, you probably
I mean,
know...
we maybe could still be friends.
Maybe.
Maybe. I mean, I'm not going to talk to him every day.
It might not work out.
Who knows?
So, yeah, played Witcher, set up Dropbox. I want to get into the Rise of the Tomb Raider. I want to get that game and play it, and I just haven't yet because
what
it's money.
A loser.
It's money, and I don't want to do that.
You should sell all your earthly belongings on Craigslist.
I should
like
do
I'm
that.
Doing.
I should do that. If anyone wants to buy a couch, you know, I'm selling a couch, I guess.
Are you still selling that couch?
I don't think I ever stopped selling it. I just
You've
stopped
been selling a couch for like 3 years.
Yeah, I totally have been. I'm not a very good salesman.
No, you're the worst at this.
But no, I also, so I wrote a grant a while back for work. And the grant.
And you got The Witcher 3.
No. Completely different. The grant, it was for, I'm a systems administrator. You're a developer DBA.
No, I'm a developer.
Oh,
don't
yeah,
call me a
you
DBA.
Are not a DBA, sorry. You're a developer. I'm a systems administrator.
There's a bit of a thing
I'm like,
with
I'm
that.
DevOps. That's what people call it, DevOps. That's the thing. I develop. I do DBA stuff. I do sysadmin stuff. Anyway.
The sysadmin thinks he's a developer, guys.
That's a good point.
I wrote a shell script this one time.
Hey.
Yeah, look at me.
It's a lot of shell scripts.
See what I tell you.
Yeah. So, but part of this grant was these really nice monitors. There were these Dell
yes,
ultra-wide
monitors.
Yes,
you were showing me really nice monitors.
They're super awesome. It's the Dell 3415U. These monitors are fantastic. If you haven't seen it, we'll put a link in the description. But wow, these monitors are really
crazy.
I did
like how it took you forever to find a game that would work with it.
Yeah, so I'm not playing games up at school or whatever at work, but I brought my computer up here to test it out, to like do a good test of the thing, because I have a Mac. Like, what Mac games are on Mac that really run, you know, on a Mac? Halo 1.
I mean, you can run Windows on that.
I guess. I guess I could, but now. I bring my computer up here, I put it up, I plug it in, I load up a game, and I actually loaded up The Witcher to test it out.
Right.
Wow. Just
it was pretty amazing.
It was really amazing.
The frame rate was really bad, but I think that was your graphics.
That was the graphics. It was a 700. Yeah,
that's a lot of pixels to draw on.
Yeah, it's a 760. I think it's like a 3440 by 1440. So I mean, it's a 21:9 aspect ratio. It is a 32-inch, 34-inch?
See, and this is the difference on SysAdams and developers. See, he has like these two really nice monitors. I have about 30 really crappy monitors from 30 years ago, but we always refuse to get rid of them. Because this is that Dell, and it's never going to die, man.
That Dell's never, ever going to die.
They see that burn-in? I know where line 73 in that code is.
Oh, man. We do,
in the
data center on campus, we totally have machines like that have like super burn-in for the screen.
I think that's a big difference in developers and system admins, is you always get like the nice shiny hardware, and we're like, I don't need that.
I think it's only here, like everywhere else.
No,
in the world.
No, it's been like I've worked at different places.
Really?
That's how it is everywhere.
Nice. Like, good. I chose the right profession.
You did. I worked for a company one time that gave us intentionally crappy laptops because they're like, if you can develop on this, it'll work on our good laptops.
Oh.
I'm like, that is not a good way
to
do this.
They throttled you.
Yeah.
They throttled
that is not a
you.
Way to ask developers to develop.
Awesome. We're going to cut to three songs. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about some more stuff. This is Never Surrender by Martin O'Donnell. Prime Theme by Metroid Metal and Sim Gratina featuring Kathy Chan, Video Games.
Yeah, yeah.
That was one you brought in,
it
actually.
Is. I like that one.
I'm
in high school. I'm Red Bear.
We will catch you after the break on Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You just heard Video Games by Sim Gratina featuring Kathy Chan. Before that, Metroid Metal with the Prime theme, and then Martin O'Donnell with Never Surrender open the entire thing. So,
yay, music!
This was a music-only show, obviously. I mean, you could have guessed
that. I
said
words.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we talked about what we did last week. The truth of the matter is that we are spinning up for a lot of featured shows. So that's something that we're kind of going with.
Shows.
Yeah, Bear and I were talking about this a while back.
Of course
like
we were.
Last week.
I was sober.
We were sober. And we were talking about how, you know, news is kind of boring. Like, it's nice to talk about some things. We were going to talk about the Mighty No. 9 thing not happening and didn't push back more and failed and whatever Kickstarters that have failed over the years. And
I'm still waiting on my Double Fine adventure.
Oh, yeah. I think everyone is, actually.
Yeah.
They're running the new Psychonauts or whatever. We were going to talk about a lot of stuff, and we realized, you know, we weren't very well prepared for it. So let's just do a music show, get it out of the way. Let's go ahead and start writing reviews, and we're going to start decentralizing a little bit and putting more effort into the website, articles, things like that.
Yeah, stuff like that.
But we had to be at the station. We had to show up. We had to talk to you guys. So, hey, we're talking to you.
Through the microphones.
Through your speakers. We're going
to
end with four songs. But before that, in case you want to look at all the other stuff
that
we actually have.
Super bonus level?
Yeah, like double
hidden level. That's the hidden level.
Dude, I was playing some Super Meat Boy, and and it's like Warp Zone. Who would do that? And I was like, man, I love Warp Zone, especially
Warp Zone
when it's
is
like
best zone. Yeah, I could agree with that.
You go with like all the different other indie games that they do. It was so good. Don't lose hope, though. We will be back. We will be talking about other stuff. Before we go, Bear, what is the website?
It's exppoints.com. Remember to double tap the P.
In case you were missing during the start, the website is where we have all of our audio, all of our news reviews, and just anything that we want to post. We'll post it on the website, and it'll get kind of ferried out to you
magically.
Guys. So definitely go there. We also have a social media landing page there. It's at exppoints.com/social. Check it out on Facebook. Check it out on Twitter, YouTube, Steam Community, Patreon, PayPal.
Stitcher,
iTunes, do all that stuff. You can sync it up to your devices. You can listen to us on the air with your headphones and stuff. It'd be really cool.
Yeah, you would be cool. You would be a cool kid.
We're going to end with four songs. This is The Will of One by The Proto Man, 2013 remix. They were actually here Monday in New Orleans.
What? Oh, wait, I knew that. I'm sorry. I didn't know that, but I couldn't go for some reason.
Yeah, they were here February 1st in New Orleans.
I did actually
and,
know that.
At the music hall, and it's just, I couldn't go. I'm sorry. Like, you come on a Monday, I can't go.
I have
go.
Never been to a Proto Man concert.
Oh, it's really good.
I know, I've seen pictures that you've taken.
Yeah, so The Will of One, Take It From Me by Kirby Crackle, The Chiptune Legacy by Big Giant Circles, and then The Link by YT Cracker. Check it out, and we'll see you next week on Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU.
Woohoo!
Game on!